T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
New York City's summer of gun violence has continued seemingly unstoppable into this morning. Several people have been shot, one fatally in Crown Heights. Let's go live to the scene now. WCBS reporter Steve Burns. Steve?
Steve, it is a maze of crime scene tape here at President and Franklin Streets. Officers have their eyes glued to the ground looking at litter that was left behind after the shooting just after 2 this morning. The NYPD tells us a total of 6 people were shot. 1 has died. Those officers are searching for answers. We're all searching for answers in this relentless series of shootings over these past few weeks in the city. At least 11 more were reported over the last 24 hours. From here in Crown Heights to the East Tremont section of the Bronx, where 2 people were sent to the hospital, to the Upper West Side, 3 people hospitalized. And in Far Rockaway, Queens, police say an argument between a stepfather and his 15-year-old stepson ended in both firing at each other. Both were killed. There seem to be no easy answers as calls continue for police reform, but at the same time, more police presence in some of these hard-hit neighborhoods. Religious leaders have organized a Power of Prayer march for later this morning, set to start at Cadman Plaza, go across the Brooklyn Bridge, and end at City Hall. Steve?
Steve Burns, live in Crown Heights. We have learned the identity of the man whose dismembered body was found yesterday in a luxury condo on the Lower East Side. Friends have identified the man as tech entrepreneur Fahim Saleh, who was 33 years old. His dismembered body was discovered in an apartment on East Houston. An electric saw still plugged in to an electrical outlet was found nearby. Saleh's sister found his body after she went to check on him after not hearing from him for a day. Saleh founded a ride-hailing motorcycle startup called Gokada. Police say no one has been arrested. A spike in coronavirus cases on Long Island is being blamed on parties and other large gatherings. Here's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says backyard parties on the 4th of July, along with other parties and gatherings while not wearing masks, cause the spike in cases. 22% of the people who attended a party on the 4th in Holtsville tested positive. He says 102 people tested positive altogether in the county, and we have not seen a number more than 100 since May 31st. 2% of those who tested positive. For weeks now, it was 1%.
We're at 2% today. If that number climbs to 5%, we're not going to be able to reopen our schools.
10 lifeguards from Ocean Beach became infected. Ballone says it was not while on the job, but because of gathering after work.
Our economic recovery is at stake. If these numbers continue to climb, we run the risk of having to stop or reverse this reopening. If all of us put on a face covering now, for the next 4 to 6 weeks, we would drive this epidemic to the ground.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mondaire Jones has won the crowded Democratic primary for the retiring Nita Lowey's congressional seat in Rockland and Westchester. The AP called the race in New York's 17th district yesterday, 3 weeks after the June 23rd primary. In that heavily Democratic district, Jones will be favored against Republican Maureen McArdle-Schulman in November. If he wins, Mondaire Jones would become the first openly gay black member of Congress. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, I guess if we liked yesterday, we should like today, right?
Should be pretty good for today. A little more sunshine from the city on west into New Jersey and northwest into the Hudson Valley, especially west of the river. A little more cloudiness if you go northeast into Connecticut or east across Long Island. Sun mixing with those clouds during the day, and it will be seasonably warm. Yesterday we hit 85, today between 80 and 85. A touch more humid, though, today. Not bad, though. Mainly clear for tonight, 65 to 70. Thursday, you will feel some more humidity, and it stays around 80 with the wind right off the ocean tomorrow. There could be a shower Thursday night. A shower or thunderstorm is likely for Friday, and a high between 80 and 85. And then we will talk about the heat. Prepare for it coming up starting this weekend. Right now in the city, it's 72 degrees, humidity 82%, and a northeast breeze at 5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.